In the presentation, we looked at a sample mutual fund, and then in the previous presentation, we looked at how well it's done over 83 years and saw that it's done pretty darn good. But most of us don't have 83 years of a time horizon. So we're now going to turn our attention to typical illustrations, typical scenarios, hypothetical illustrations for an investor over their working career, putting $100 a month, 50 to start, maybe a little bit more as they climb up the ladder, and putting that into their 401k or Roth IRA. Okay? So I'm not going to use the links here because the it doesn't look as good when you try to show it on the recording. So I already have them queued up. I already have them lined up on my local hard drive. So let's minimize that. We're going to take a look at $100 a month for 30 years. And then if we just extend our time horizon to 40 years, what happens? Exponential growth. And then how about this one? $100 a month first year, next year $10 more. $110. The year after that $120. Can you do that? And then for the folks in their 40s and 50s, they don't have time, we're going to do $500 per month for 20 years. So let's get started. Here's the first hypothetical illustration. In 30 years, $100 a month. And as we said, be afraid, be very afraid, because you can lose money. Well, you will. If you're investing in stocks, there's going to be times you're going to lose money. It's just part of the deal. Figures shown are past results and not predictive of future periods. Read all this and be afraid, be very afraid. Nobody reads this stuff unless you're trying to get to sleep. So let's get down to the good start, good part, right? Instead of $10,000, which is what the industry uses because, I don't know, somebody decided that a million years ago, we're going to use $100 a month, which is more likely for the vast majority of us working grunts. And remember, we're going to use the A shares because they give us the lowest cost over time instead of paying the higher annual operating expenses with the B and the C shares and paying that 1 or 2% wealth management fee to your financial advisor. So we're doing $1,200 a year for 30 years. And that sounds like a lot of money, $36,000, but it's not. You know, over 30 years, it's a whole lot less than you spend on cars. And so we started in 1987, which was not a bad time. In fact, the 80s and 90s were actually pretty good times. And then by 2000, we have $4,800. $48,000. And then came the dot-com bubble bursting, the technology bubble bursting. And in 2002, we're down to $41,000. Not that great. Not that bad, actually. These guys held up better. And remember, we're buying as the market's going down. We're actually doing what we're supposed to do, buy low. Then in 2003, the market bounced back to 54,000. Markets bounced back, and we're back up to 54,000, more than when we hit the dot-com bubble. And things did okay until 2007, when the wheels fell off in 2008. We had 83,000. 1 year later, 55,000. No. But did that stop us? No. We kept putting money away. We were buying low. And then by 2012, we had recovered what we had lost. And the last few years have been actually pretty darn good. And at the end of June 2017, we have $177,000. Our $36,000 has become $177,000. Not bad at an annual rate of 9.19%. But still, if we look at the graph, we see there's a little bit less time than if you looked at the other presentation, which was 83 years. You see the roller coaster, but still, we still see that exponential growth over the sweep of time. But is that what you want to have at the end of your working career? Only $177,000? No. Let's extend our time horizon. Let us go to 40 years and see what happens. There's the stuff, be afraid, be very afraid, disclaimer, disclaimer, you can and lose, will lose money. And sure enough, by just adding an extra 10 years, the numbers get a whole lot bigger. In 2000, we had 254. We lost 40 grand, 45,000, 44,000 over the 2000 to 2002 bear market. But it came back smartly. And then there's the bomb, 2007 to 2008, the bolt of lightning from the sky, the Great Recession, the housing bubble bursting, the mortgages that are tied to the bonds, and the bond market destroyed, and then the stock market destroyed, because the stock market is the canary in the coal mine. But we held on and came back, and by 2012, we had recovered, and then, as we said, the last few years have been pretty darn good. And $48,000, again, sounds like a lot of money, but it's not over 40 years, dear students. We have $750,000 at an annual average rate of return of 11%. Now, I don't tell, remember, we, in Chapter 1, we said 8, 9, 10%, but there are some people out there who've done better. Not a guarantee of the future. And we will see the graph showed the roller coaster again. Down and down. And again, did we discuss logarithms? I don't think so. This is an exponential graph. Usually when they show you this stuff, they show logarithms, which turns an exponential swoop into a straight line. I don't like logarithms because people don't understand them. I understand them. I'm undergraduate is a math major, but I understand why scientists and mathematicians use them, but you should never show them to the general public. So here we are. 48,000 turned into 750. Not bad, but watch what happens. Watch what happens if we simply say to ourselves, look, next year I'm going to put $110 a month away, right? Two fewer trips to $5. I'm sorry. $4. Starbucks, right. Be afraid, be very afraid. So next year, $110. The year after that, $120. Your income should be going up. Hopefully you're paying down debts. So now we see that our investments, our contributions are rising over time. You know, not really that fast. $110 a year is not that big a deal. And sure enough, we see the same swoop from 2000 down to 2002, 65,000, and then 2007 hits us, $220,000 down. Ooh, is it too late to get out? Yes, it's too late to get out. Now's the time to buy. And sure enough, look at what happened. We put in a total of $141,000. Which sounds like a lot of money, dear students, but again, if you own cars over the next 40 years, you're going to spend a whole lot more than that. And we have $1.2 million. And now you hear people saying, ooh, is it too late to get in? So I'm waiting. It's going to happen. We're going to have a downturn. I don't know when. I don't know. Could happen this year, next year. Might not happen for a few years. You don't know. You just don't know. And anybody who tells you they know is either deluding themselves, trying to delude you, or both. We are long overdue. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen anytime soon. It's one of those things like the 2000 bear market. Between 1982 and 2000, it just kept going up and up and up and up and up. And then even 1987 was an up year, even though it was a horribly volatile year. And then 2000, 2001, and 2002 were 3 years down in a row. So you just never know. And then there's the roller coaster. Okay, so some people, you millennials, will say, this is great. I'm going to get started right now. And I often tease the millennials and say, look, every dime you give to AT&T, you give to Verizon, why don't you double that and give it to yourself, right? So you pay $60 or $80 to AT&T, put $80 into a mutual fund or some other investment, but you know, we're talking about mutual funds here. Okay, so now you hear the late Gen Xers and the baby boomers say, why didn't you tell us this 25 years ago? And they don't have time on their side. They only have, say, 20 years of more of working or less. But maybe they're going to work longer. Well, it makes sense. People are going to work longer. People are living longer. So this is an illustration for them. $500 a month for 20 years, more if you can afford it. And you'll see that without time on our side, we're sort of in trouble. Be afraid. Be very afraid. So what we're going to do now is we're going to put $500 a month away. That's $6,000 a year, folks. Well, if you pay off your car, right, exactly, you can scrounge up that cash. And so, but we only have 20 years. And the last 20 years weren't the best 20 years. So we're looking at $120,000 of contributions, of investments. It's turned into $273,000, which is, you know, is not better than a poke in the eye, but we've only been able to generate 7.6%, which to me sort of begs the question, does that mean the next 20 years are going to, you know, revert to the mean of around 8, 9, 10%? I don't know. I don't really know. But the Great Recession was a very difficult time for stocks, for every investment. Real estate got clobbered even worse. Real estate investors lost everything, every dime they own, they had invested, and then some. They were hit with huge mortgages that nowhere near came close to the value of the house anymore. And many of them just walked away, went through bankruptcy and the like. So it was a difficult time. And I'm actually, as I've told you already, I'm very optimistic about the future. But this is the problem. This is why we want those millennials. That's why we want the young folks to start investing now. $50, $100 a month, whatever you can afford. Scale back your cable bill. Scale back your cell phone bill. Buy a cheaper car. So that they can get started now. And we see that the graph is nowhere near, there's a little bit of bump, well, it's a big bump, as 2007 and 8, but because time, we don't see the great sweep of time, we don't see as big jumps and downturns. So I hope this has been illustrative, and illustrations, and if you want to see others, if you have any other illustrations you'd like to see, certain amount of money for a certain amount of time, maybe a lump sum and then some others, please contact me because I have my computer and I know how to run these things so I can do them. We wish you the best of success and hope the takeaway from this for you, especially for younger folks, is get started now. Well, no, wait till after you're done business 123 and you can choose your investments and the like, but certainly, if you have a 401k at work or some other 403b, 457, profit sharing, whatever, it shows you that you should be contributing. And, of course, if you have any questions about your individual plan, you can contact me because I can talk about this a lot longer than most any reasonable person would ever want to listen. See ya.